True liberty for me is when I'm on a stage and I am having this musical conversation and I'm able to improvise and I'm able to move freely, bringing joy to a group of people that have decided to come together because they like what I do. That's liberty. That's where I feel, and I always say jazz for me is freedom of expression. That is my joy, and that is where I feel the most liberated and free. Liberty also, I guess, can mean, you know, that, you know, I've worked hard and I'm able to look around me and enjoy the fruits of my labor from an actual tactile and physical perspective. You know, I have a beautiful home. My family can live here. I call it the family compound because I want my daughters and my son to be able to come here. This is our house. And if something happened, I don't know why I thought if something happened, we have a place where we can all come together and be under one roof. And so that's why I bought this, which I hope is going to be my last home. But I have a sense of liberty about having arrived at a place where I have, you know, a semblance of financial comfort, and I can look around me and see, you know, that the work has paid off. I think it's on different levels that I experience what I feel to be my liberty or my freedoms. I know that it is something that is precarious. It can be taken away on every level. And we're seeing that. So liberty is something that is extremely valuable to me. And I try to tell, you know, my children and my grandchildren and then the young musicians that I work with the importance of this kind of liberty or freedom of speech. This and how important it is and how we have to really fight for this, you know, on so many levels. And, you know, part of my goal in my third trimester of life is trying to make young people aware of the things that they should and they can do to kind of create their own sense of being free and being having this kind of liberty. You have to fight for it, though.